escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, he said, son, I've made a life.
Well, out of reading when I first saw this happened last night. I think we were on the air. But
yeah, it was around the club.
We were deep into club topics, mm-hmm. So we...
you can't pull out of that.
No. It's got to be big for us to pull out of the club.
And it looked like it could have been fake.
Totally.
Well, like according to him,
Photoshop.
Well, but it's not fake in the sense that, I mean, he did it. Yeah. He's just saying he was just goofing around.
Yeah.
But it totally could have easily been Photoshopped, and people are just doing bits on the internet all over the place mm-hmm. now. So you have to be really careful when you see something like this. Your first thought is, oh my God, there's no way he did that.
Yeah.
But in this instance, it's real enough that Oklahoma is investigating, but he denies it. Okay, so here's what's happened. John Mateer is the old Washington State quarterback,
yeah.
And he is now at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was back at Wazoo 2022, he put on his Venmo, because this is what we were talking about last segment, or two segments ago. On your Venmo, it makes you put something down. When you pay somebody money, you have to put what it's... You can put anything, but
yes.
you have to put something.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be for what it's for.
And you can either make it private or it's public, and his stuff is obviously public.
So he put his out there. He paid one of his teammates, he put sports gambling in the line for what the money was paid for.
Yeah. And on one of them, he even went as far as saying UCLA versus USC.
Yeah. And he did that twice.
Yeah.
Well, somebody finally, that was 2022, somebody caught that and posted it on internet.
Yeah.
And now all hell has broken loose.
Now, to be fair,
thought it was Photoshopped. It actually was real, and he's come out and said that he's just doing bits, he's just joking.
That the game where he put, so it was November 20th that he had, of 22, that he had the USC-UCLA game.
It was a banger.
It was a banger.
What was
spread,
the score?
Spread was 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being USC 48, UCLA 45.
Ooh.
Huh? And he paid the day after.
He paid or he got paid?
I think
he paid.
He paid.
Yeah, so he lost.
So someone was like, hey, do you think Mateer bet on UCLA +2 or took the under on the total of 76.5 since he paid the day after the game? So
people have been pulling the highlights of that game, yeah. too. Like, USC broke a run late. They're like, Mateer must have been sweating this.
And by the way, that was number 10 USC against number 18 UCLA. That was a banger.
Listen, I go with the kid here, okay?
Yeah.
If you have kids this age,
yes.
I have kids this age.
Yeah.
From what I gather, they're all doing bits on their Venmo.
Yes. Yes.
Descriptions.
Yes. Up until a couple years ago when I figured out I could turn it to private, I was doing bits on here. I did it with my, I was doing bits with my daughter whenever I would send her money.
He has another one that's got a piece of pizza.
Yeah.
He had another one that said, I hate poker. And he also had one very controversial one, actually several, where he paid one of his bros named Hudson and he wrote, turning gay.
Which is not okay. You can't be joking about those sorts of things.
I didn't know there was a fee for that.
Apparently,
I'm gay.
It costs a little something, you know. And by the way,
so clearly he does like to joke.
Yes.
On Venmo.
And Mateer has come out and addressed this.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he said.
Yeah.
He's just joking.
Yes.
And look, you know, he goes, I've never gambled.
No, he says he understands the seriousness of it. He encourages everyone to look into it.
Listen.
He's like, he has to do, of course, now he's going to have to do the I'll be better.
Yeah, sure. But he can't be that dumb to have just put the game
so
on there.
So what was it for them?
He's just joking. Who knows? I think that they do that to get people stirred up. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing that he and that buddy of his
they thought
are
it would
laughing.
Be funny at the moment.
They're laughing about this now, going, look at this. The whole world thinks it worked.
Is it possible to, like, I'm being dead serious here. Is it possible that he bet $20 with his buddy?
Or yeah,
on,
yeah,
on
exactly.
the UCLA, you know,
yes.
Dude, these guys suck. I'm taking USC. Okay, like sure.
Exactly.
$20 drinking, yeah.
And
having a good time.
And if that's the case, you'll never prove it. Get over it. It's 20. It's like Rick Neuheisel. Like just you just let it go. It's okay.
If they're investigating though.
Yeah. Okay. How are you gonna? If I paid you. I don't know, 3 years ago, if I paid you $20 for a bet we made on the air, how would anyone link that $20 to that? It's you can bet with friends. It's okay. He wasn't involved in the game. It wasn't through DraftKings. He didn't have an account. There was no insider information.
Boy.
He bet $20. How much? Wasn't it 20?
I don't know. I didn't see the amount.
The amount is not on there.
Oh, the amount's not on there. He bet a couple bucks with his buddy on a game. Everyone take the cob out of their ass and relax.
He also had an NIL deal with a casino.
Oh, did he?
When he was at Washington State, he had an NIL deal with a casino.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nice.
This is another one that I just... Are people really outraged by this? Like,
no.
He's
a big name. He's in a big program. And,
but we do this a lot where... And we're guilty of it, too. We talk about things that are supposedly controversial without really knowing if it is controversial.
Sure.
It's just a thing that popped up
it's
on internet.
Potentially.
It might be.
Right. Somebody somewhere may have said something on Twitter and now it's blown up into a lot of people are saying, but one person said. Yeah. It's like, is anybody really mad that John Mateer may have bet $20 with his buddy at worst?
Yeah. Well, no one's upset about that. It's the idea of, I think it's, did an idiot get caught?
I mean, if he's that dumb,
then it's a story.
I would be shocked.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about John Mateer.
I don't know either.
I would be stunned if he is so dumb that he put right on the line on Venmo the game that he sports bet on.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if that were the case here.
Now,
on the other side, it's a weird inside joke.
Well, again, my guess is that he bet a couple bucks with his buddy on UCLA and USC.
So then he is an idiot for writing that down.
Good luck making it.
I'm not saying not making it stick, but you're a dumbass for writing that down.
I think they're laughing about it. And I also feel like it may not even be a bet. He's just like, watch this. Yeah. Look what I'm going to put on my Venmo line. We'll see if anybody notices.
More importantly, someone does say this, and it's, we need to know what the fee for turning gay is. I think that is the most important thing here is we need to know what the fee is.
A lot of people
if I was doing an interview with John Mateer, like at a press conference, I would have to raise my hand and be like, okay, gambling stuff aside, John, let's talk about the turning gay fee. And more importantly, what is that fee? Is it a reasonable fee?
Well, he had fees for other interesting stuff, too, like a big rooster, although he didn't use the word rooster.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Well, he had another one. Probably his worst one was he put, I think he put gay boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. Which is like, come on, Mateer, clean it up.
Seriously.
People are watching you. Idiot.
Although I'm sure he didn't think they were.
Well, and here's the thing. That was when John Mateer didn't realize that John Mateer would turn into something. He wasn't betting on himself. It's like when Dennis Smith said that his talent was out there slinging that wood. He didn't realize that at some point he'd be a first-round NFL pick. Who was it? Was it Mitch Trubisky that liked to play with the tees?
Yeah, man, I love kissing tees.
Yeah.
But wasn't he like in high school?
Yeah.
Yeah,
high
didn't
school,
realize.
Maybe in middle school.
I mean, come on.
Who doesn't love kissing tees? But he was like, and then all of a sudden it was like, ah, damn it. Josh Hader had one of these, right? Where he was.
Oh, yeah.
His was racist.
His was racist. Yeah.
By the way, he went on the IL. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's got some arm problems.
Oh, boy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Freaking Astros.
Well, actually, that's good, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, Mariners. You sound disappointed. Like, no. We're rooting for the Mariners here. They're the Mariners' rival.
Valid point. I shouldn't have sounded.
Why are you so sad?
Am I a secret Mariner? Am I a secret Astros fan?
You bet on the Astros, didn't you, son of a...
Did I have some Astros to win the division? Never! Don't check my Venmo. It's private. But...
Did you put it on the tagline? Astros to win the division.
Astros and their hateful pitcher to win division.
You missed the one where, I think we could say this.
Uh-oh.
The one with slapping in the title. Did you see that one? The material
no.
included? Slapping some balls?
God. And this just in, 20-year-old kids are morons.
Yes. Yes. Well, I
and they think that's funny.
Would you want whoever your closest friend is?
Oh God, no.
Whoever you have the longest text thread going.
No.
You want those texts? You want those texts leaked?
Oh, text now. I'm careful on text now. No. But when I was a kid,
yeah.
Dude,
you don't want that.
No.
No. It's not
no.
good. I don't want mine leaked now. Be very problematic. We go on a golf trip with the same group of guys every year, and we've had the discussion. We're like, if someone dies, like in weird circumstances, and they have to investigate, God forbid we try to explain the text thread that is happening on this golf trip.
Well, you just pull a John Materia. Like,
it's just
joking.
It's joking around.
It's just kid stuff.
And they're going to be like, really? this is kid stuff? A lot of Thailand jokes. This is going to be very problematic for a lot of people.
Wasn't that
if someone dies, the phones have to go into Lake Tahoe? What happened to your phones? They all went overboard, sir. I don't know.
Do you remember that weird BYU documentary where the guy was a Mormon guy, BYU guy, and he was a molester?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were interviewing him in the documentary, and he was like, "Oh, it's just kids."
Yes,
stuff.
That was. Creepy and then
the
like
creepiest thing ever.
He was molesting everybody. Like,
yes.
Like he got an entire family, including
was
the parents.
Was he like a dentist or something like that? Or
he was an upstanding fella.
Yeah, he was like in the community.
Milk. You know, we have little cookies.
Yeah, that's a fine line between telling some jokes and then you know paying the fee.
That's true. All right,
maybe that's what's kept me all these years. I can't afford the fee. I heard it's pretty steep.
We have more sports gambling talk coming up next because Michael Porter Jr. has opened his mouth on this talk.
Why do people...
It's amazing.
Why don't people just stay quiet?
They
especially
can't.
When your brother was implicated.
They can't
idiot.
Help. Yes. They can't help themselves.
They cannot.
They cannot.
And this guy, he's a grade-A bonehead. We've talked about him before. We'll play what he said coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.